James Bond Jr. No one can stop him, but scum always tries. If young Bond cuts through each web of spies. He learned the game from his uncle James. Now he's heir to the name James Bond. James Bond Jr. Look out, he's coming through. He's got a job to do while he rescues the girl.
James Bond Jr. Chases Scum around the world. Hi guys, we have an important announcement about the future of the James Bond complex. We're gonna change the format a little bit. It's still gonna be me and Edgar.
I can stay.
You can stay.
Oh, thanks.
But we're gonna do something a little bit different from now on. We're really we want to talk about our favorite version of the James Bond character and his universe. Something a little bit more radical, a little bit more tubular. We're gonna change the name actually of the podcast. We're gonna be in now not the James Bond complex, but the James Bond Jr. complex. So we're gonna talk about the greatest iteration of James Bond Jr., an unfortunately too short cartoon series of 65 amazing episodes from 1991, which led to the best looking action figure released by Hasbro. They still make the best toys. They're a wonderful company. Hashtag Hasbro amazing.
Gotta get a movement going. Hashtag JB Jr.
JB Jr.
Doing it all.
No.
Cause he's heir to the name.
Can you do it again?
Cause he's heir to the name
James Bond Jr.
Bond. James Bond Jr.
Whoa! It's an Aston Martin DB5!
But it was flying.
Okay, of course, this is our April Fool's Day episode. We're not changing the name. We're just having a little fun. But we are going to discuss this iteration of the James Bond universe and all the related characters.
Just to set the record straight, whose idea was this?
That might have been mine.
Thank you very much.
I wouldn't call it an obsession about this cartoon series. I have a fascination.
You're the one sending me links to this and that. I ain't sending you nothing as far as links on Facebook chat about James Bond Jr.
I know. Okay, it's unfortunate. I previously mentioned that my first exposure to James Bond was mostly Timothy Dalton's second effort when he did License to Kill. A few years after that, I was probably home from school, and what did I come across but James Bond Jr., a cartoon series. And I knew about the character James Bond, but I was still, to this day, I'm flabbergasted that how little of James Bond is in James Bond Jr.
No, we'll get to that, buddy.
And so I'm just going to go off the Wikipedia page just to describe the series. Because I didn't do any notes for this one. I tried to, but there's so little information.
I wonder why that is. Is it because nobody cares about James Bond Jr.?
It is the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the next mutation version of the James Bond franchise. It's the part of the franchise that the producers, everyone involved, is a little bit embarrassed by it, so they'd rather not talk about it. You know, the entire series is available, I think, on YouTube, and no one has struck any copyright claims on it because nobody wants to.
Nobody wants to lay claim to James Bond Jr. So these are they're clearly VHS recordings. You can see those funky interference back in the day when something weird happened on the tape. And that goes on, not throughout the whole episodes we watch, but about 2-3 times per episode, those lines
will appear. I've watched a few more than you did, so.
It's true. You were telling me, this was, 2-3 weeks ago, maybe more than that. Shortly after our last recording, we weren't really sure. I don't remember what the bonus episode was going to be. And then you chat me over Facebook, like, what about James Bond Jr.? And my gut reaction is, oh, that could be charming, that could be funny. you know, when you sign up for something, you go through. You're like Sean Connery in Diamonds Are Forever. When you sign on the dotted line, you're professional, you do your job. So I watched the three episodes, but I'm not going to lie. The sooner I got to the day where I started watching those three episodes, the less interested I was in revisiting James Bond Jr.
It is pretty horrendous, but it's just bizarre that it exists.
It is. The way it exists, which you showed me a link to a very humorous episode. It's in French, so if you speak French, great, you can check it out. If you don't speak
Archeo Toys, you're curious, just Google James Bond Jr. Archeo Toys. You're probably gonna find it. I'll post it.
It's on very convoluted way that this,
but it's funny.
It is pretty funny. Well, the host is very funny. He's a very funny guy that's hosting this video, but extremely convoluted, roundabout way, which demonstrates that James Bond Jr. is actually part French, which I had no idea about. So where do we want to start? Do we just want like general feelings on James Bond Jr.? Would you want to go episode by episode? This is one episode where I am following your lead 100%.
You know,
this is your baby.
I'll take my lead from the Wikipedia page. So if people are curious, they can actually follow up with us at home.
There's a Wikipedia page for that?
Yes, there is. There's a Wikipedia page for everything. So the internet is, you know, that's one thing I knew is the production company is the same that did the, if I say that, you'll agree with me, the Ninja Turtles animated series. It's the same animation style, same type of voices. I think it's the personage of, is it Jaws? Sounds a lot like Bebop and Rocksteady.
I haven't watched it in such a long time.
If you ever do, you'll be surprised. I'll start with the Wikipedia page. So, the animated series produced by Murakami Wolf Swenson and MGM Animation debuted on September 30th, 1991, with a total of 65 half-hours episode produced. James Bond Jr. was voiced by Corey Burton. Oh my god, that's Brainiac from Superman the Animated Series. While attending prep school at Warfield Academy, James Bond Jr., with the help of his friends, IQ, the grandson of Q, and Gordo Lighter, the son of Felix Lighter, fight against evil organization scum, saboteurs, criminals, united in mayhem, a specter-like organization. Expanding on his uncle's famous line, James Bond Jr.'s catchphrase was "Bond, James Bond Jr."
That's more like wrecking his famous uncle's catchphrase.
That's in my case, yes. I'm just gonna talk briefly about the characters, because the guy they got for James Bond Jr., Corey Burton, it tries to do a British accent, but I didn't. It sounded
hit or miss.
Yeah,
sometimes he sounds pretty British, other times he sounds kind of American.
The guy who did his sidekick, because now Horace Haikyuu Boothroyd the Third, he does a better British accent, but it's very like cartoonish, I guess.
Oh, everybody sounds like a cartoon.
Everyone sounds. Gordo Lighter is like pure, like he sounds like Michelangelo from Ninja Turtles.
He's also like surfing downstairs in the cafeteria.
So we'll go with the plot, because I've watched the first episode a long time ago, it seems.
Can I share my overall sentiments about this?
Do so, please.
I still didn't like any of these episodes, but the way I was able to digest them, however painful that effort was to say, you know what, this does not take place in the universe of the movies.
What is this?
Of all the timelines, this is clearly the darkest, which is why I propose we commit to being evil. I've made us all black goatees out of felt. I suggest you put them on until you're able to grow your own.
This is a parallel universe where, yes, there is a James Bond 007 British MI6 spy. He was terrible at his job because Goldfinger's still alive, Oddjob's still alive. So this guy, he wasn't using his license to kill very much in this version. It's also a version of the world where Jaws was actually an Italian mafioso, where Oddjob was a late 1980s Brooklyn hip-hop artist, and a version, and this is what confirms that this is in fact a parallel universe, where a nephew is called James Bond Jr. a nephew.
A little rough on you, was he?
I suspect I deserved it.
If you're anything like your uncle, you probably did.
I wish I were like him. You know my uncle?
Yes, I met him when I was in the FBI.
So that's how I was able to sit down and somehow watch these. But I'm not even joking. That's the worst part is I am not joking. This is not the movie universe. This is a different universe.
It's the cartoon universe. It's the worst universe. To me, it's like comics, especially DC Comics. They reboot their universe every once in a while. Some of the stuff from previous storylines might be canon. Some of it might not be canon. Some of it happened differently than you remember. So it's more or less what I think of this universe. It's the New 52 for my comic book nerd friends version of the comics. If you told me somebody tried to redesign James Bond characters in the 1990s, they would look like they do in this cartoon. They really are trying to be hip and cool. But the point of using the James Bond license is to use the visual lingo of the franchise. Why would you do that? Why would Hudjob shows up and you said he looks like a hip hop artist. He looks like he belongs on
Hammer Time music video.
Yeah. He's horrible. Why isn't he dressed in his proper valet outfit? At first, I'm like, maybe they didn't have the licensing rights to use the actor's likeness. And then I watch an episode with Nick Knack, because Nick Knack shows up.
Oh, yeah. I didn't get that.
He doesn't look like Nick Knack himself, but...
Is he tall?
No, he's short, but he has like a major jaw, and he has a... He looks like... he's horrible. All of them are horrible looking. But Nick Knack... sounds exactly like Hervé Villaché. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, it didn't. To me, it says they didn't care about licensing actors' look. So they could have made them look like their film. There was a definite objective of trying to make them look cool.
Mm.
And I remember seeing an article on the marketing of License to Kill, and they were really struggling with selling James Bond to new audiences, because the kids thought that, yeah, you know, James Bond's just the old white dude in a tuxedo. It's really not cool. It's really for my dad. And they
not all kids are smart, so.
Yeah, but they struggle with how to market Timothy Dalton as James Bond. If you look at the marketing for A License to Kill, it's weird. Like, I've seen so many concept art from the way they wanted to market this movie. They didn't know how to market the...
No, the finished... posters are among the worst in the series.
Yeah. Although Living Daylights is amazing, but License to Kill is bizarre. I've seen some concept art, and I think it's where it's coming from. It's a reaction against License to Kill. License to Kill is so R-rated compared to James Bond Jr. that she tried to make the least Bondian Bond franchise. It's kind of like when they did Star Wars droids. Apparently, some of the producers complained about the cartoon show, the Star Wars spin-off cartoons, and they said, oh, it's too much like Star Wars. Well, you're making a Star Wars cartoon, and in this case, you're making a James Bond cartoon. Why is everyone wearing frill collars? It's horrendous, and the plots are on an
artistic level. It's an ugly show. In fact, not only is it ugly aesthetically, I noticed that... Now, I don't know if this had to do with the fact that these were old VHS tapings that are available on YouTube, but I noticed that, you know, when a team doesn't have that much money to produce an animated feature or short film, what have you, sometimes the animation will look slow and staccato, like there's cells missing or something like that.
It's the frame rate.
The frame rate. That happens a lot in this show.
Yeah, the old Hanna-Barbera cartoons are guilty of that. They recycle animation, and the
it makes this even poor. Like, it's not befitting of James Bond branding at all.
But as you previously mentioned, the Arkeo Toys guy from YouTube, what he explains and what's fascinating is this series came to be at a time that an Italian businessman with alleged ties to organized crime bought MGM and had the intention of fusing it with Pathé, a French studio. And it was getting it. He got into financial difficulties. Basically, the Crédit Lyonnais got stuck into a legal problems. Basically, their fraud happened, and a lot of people lost their money. It's incredibly convoluted. Basically, the French people had to apparently pay for the to get the studio Pathé out of debt and buy out the experiment, basically. And that was a particularly at their own time that basically all the problems, the financial problems of MGM and United Artists are the reason why we didn't get a James Bond movie between 1989 and 1995. And the only thing we had during that period was James Bond Jr. and a few video games, if you can count that.
That's what they said, the Dark Ages.
Yeah, the really Dark Ages. I wouldn't be against the idea of trying this again for the franchise. But the team they got, the if it's 1991, let's hear somebody pitch me a James Bond cartoon. This is probably the worst idea they could have come up with.
Pretty much. And I think if it was done today, I would like to think they'll have learned from this mistake and make a proper cartoon. Something that would be along the lines of the Batman animated series, mm-hmm. where both adults and children can enjoy it. It's serious enough for adults. It's also digestible enough for kids. It's that perfect marriage. If they could come up with a concept that tonally and thematically was like the Batman animated series, I'd be more than game to sit down and watch James Bond cartoons. I'd have no problem with that at all. But yeah, the decision-making behind this series, it's just so cheesy. I mean, IQ and Gordon Lighter and the
Tracy Melbanks.
Yeah, of course her name is Tracy. What else would her name be? And I was astounded at how dumb these decisions are. So I'm not someone that's been bitten by the nostalgia bug anyways, so it's like that was
I'm guilty, but you know what, it's rewatching these cartoons, I had the same thing that happened to me when I think it's the third Transformers movie. I'm like, oh, this is so bad. I went back to the cartoons. Oh, the cartoons are amazing. And I watched the cartoons, and to my chagrin, they're pretty goddamn horrible.
You want to know something, Matthew? Tilt your head up right there. You see those Transformer boxes? That big one in the back? I'd have to bring it down. I'm sure the year of its release is on there somewhere. But
are they covered in dust?
Well, they're in a... The discs are in that box, so the discs are fine. But I'm going to guess and say it was, I don't know, 8-9 years ago, give or take. And I had no idea that something like that was coming. That's a nice-looking box. And I bought it on a whim, saying, oh, this could be... I haven't watched... Even 8 or 9 years ago, I was in, like, my mid-20s. So, like, I'm already pretty much an adult. I said, oh, this could be fun, you know. I won't watch them all on a weekend, but, you know, I love the Transformers. They were my favorite toys, that's for sure. That's for certain. Was it my favorite cartoon? It was probably between that and Ghostbusters, but I liked them a lot. And, oh, that's cool. Yeah, I'll buy that. Man, I got to be honest with you. I never got past disc one, and I don't think I watched all the episodes on disc one. And there's like 25 discs in that thing.
Ugh.
It has been, not there, I've been moving around, but that box, as far as activity, has been, quote, collecting dust for 8 or 9 years. Whatever 2 weeks was after I bought that box, it's been collecting dust. So, the nostalgia bug, I've never caught that flu. I don't like James Bond because my mom introduced it to me. I like James Bond when my mom introduced it to me because there were things I picked up on as a kid. Then I picked up on different things as a teen. Now I'm picking up on different things as an adult. It's different phases of my life during which I find James Bond freaking awesome. Nostalgia is not why I love James Bond. So the nostalgia flu, I just never caught it. Do you want my Transformers box? I sell
no,
it.
No.
I'm never going to use it again.
No, I would use it as a frisbee. But even James Bond... to get back to our main topic, nobody has ever had nostalgia for this thing, and it's so bizarre. And the you want to introduce kids to James Bond, and yet you don't use the iconography. I think in the cartoon, the opening, they show him wearing a tux once. None of the limbs look like themselves. I think I sent you a list, but I have to get you the list of the junior Bond girls. They're pretty retarded. I don't know if I can say that.
There's one in, I can't remember if it's the second or third episode, where there's like a villain trying to steal the, like an Ed 209 kind of robot, and like the lieutenant is like Shelly, like it sounds like a shell, like a bullet.
Yeah, I have her name, Shelly Casing.
Shelly Casing,
or right. Shell Casing,
which was really weird. Okay, she's a lieutenant. You know, clearly she's a little bit, but she's a lieutenant. She's an adult. She's been in the army for a while.
So,
and she's like being wooed. How old is James Bond Jr.?
I think 17. We'll be generous and say 18.
That's just bizarre.
It's really bizarre. Like, the idea of a teen James Bond is... Who came up with this idea? This is insane. This is...
Well, you say that. Again, like, I'm on record.
Fleming is doing, like, wheelbarrows in his graves.
Is he doing wheelbarrows in his grave because they published Young Bond novels? I'm on record for having not read them.
I think Young Bond novels are more in tone, at least with the character. They're probably, I don't know, I've never read them. Eventually, I think we will get to them, but I don't think they can be that bad. And they take place in the 1930s, as far as I know.
Yeah, it's Fleming's Bond, but mm-hmm. as a teen, so. If the Fleming stories take place in the early to mid 50s, then these young Bonds must be like, I don't know, early to mid.
Merci beaucoup is one of the names of the Bond girls. Merci beaucoup.
No comment.
Thierry Firma. Oh my God. Oh no. Oh. Ailey Comet. Guess what she studies?
Astrology. Astronomy.
No. A student at Warfield whose professor father is kidnapped by agents of Scum disguised as aliens from outer space in the episodes Invaders from Scum. Wendy Day. Sergeant Victoria Province. Beautiful. And even the toys. I remember seeing the toys as a kid, and I thought they were... The packaging was like
the same
pink.
Video of this the French gentleman who explains the history. I think the point of his channel is toys.
Toys, yes.
So he's, after spending 5 minutes in this convoluted story about how James Bond Jr. came into being, he actually gets down and shows us the toys, and they look terrible. Actually,
they look terrible.
But then again, we just established that the aesthetics of the cartoon are terrible. So why would the toys look great, anyways?
Well, it's the only, as far as I know, the only 6-inch or they're probably more like 5-inch James Bond action figure. It's the last time they did not collector market specific James Bond related toy.
Okay. Not like that big Chief Studios thing that's
yeah, those
now.
Or the Hot Toys version. All those $500 action figures. They're not action figures. They're man-child dolls.
Man-child dolls. They're expensive, too.
Oh, well, that's why they're man-child toys. I mean, you have to be a man-child. And I am a man-child to a lot of degrees, but, this is ridiculous. I'm not going to pay. Like, I try to limit. I've limited my purchases in the past few years, and especially the past few months, and this is not the thing that I would buy. But, like, if they did this decent James Bond, like 6-inch Todd McFarlane type action figure line. I shown you. I think I'll repost it. I don't remember where I got the images, but there were some concept figures shown at Toy Fair, I think around 2008.
Yeah.
And those never got mass produced. I've never seen those, fortunately, because they look really good.
Might not be a market for it, though.
But they still made Funko Pops.
Yeah, they did make Funko Pops. That's true.
There's a market for everything.
I guess so.
So, yeah.
All right, so back to JB Jr. Mm-hmm.
There's a video game. Have you tried to play it?
No. I didn't know there was a video game.
So. Yeah, there's a video game, and it's not going to surprise you. It's pretty terrible. I couldn't, like, you start at in a hole, and you...
What?
Yeah, you're kind of in a hole, and you have to, like, it's a side-scroller, and you have to jump, and, yeah, it's pretty bad. He always wears the same brown outfit with a shield and a cross. It's so bizarre. There's nothing that screams James Bond to me. I'm like, as a kid, and you show me this, and then you show me Sean Connery, Roger Moore, or anything related to James Bond, and you tell me these are related, it does not compute.
Well, if somebody can explain to me how James Bond Jr. is James Bond's nephew, I'd like to...
It's not his nephew. That's the joke.
Right, the joke.
It's very funny. So the guy has a son. He doesn't want to acknowledge said son, so... why am I named James Bond Jr.? You say you're not my dad, that your mom called? Because I am your uncle. Just your dad really likes me, and he named you after me. Oh, okay. Because I thought that my mom, who has a scrapbook with pictures of you and her, said that, no, don't believe your mom. I'm your uncle. I'm your uncle. But that this is my own retcon.
Aha! Dr. Jekyll, I presume?
Oh, Horace Boothroyd, actually. But my friends call me IQ.
James Bond, I'm your new roommate. You must be Warfield's resident genius.
Not really, but I do like to invent things.
That's funny. I watched those... I think I was starting on... We're doing this on Sunday. I think I started on Thursday. I think I was starting work late, so that's when I started... That was, 3 days ago, and I finished on Friday night, which was barely 2 days ago. I don't remember a goddamn thing that I watched.
It's probably something you could do a drinking game of. I mean, each time he says James Bond Jr., each time there's a stupid Bond girl name, or each time that, I don't know, there's a character from the James Bond universe, regular James Bond universe, that shows up and doesn't look like... He's supposed to. You just take a shot.
Funnily enough, Goldfinger doesn't seem to suffer that fate. He sort of looks like a cartoon version of what Goldfinger would be like. Kind of.
I don't know. He had, like, the episode you're referencing, he's wearing like a jungle gym type
outfit. But aren't they down in the Amazon or something like
that? Yeah, but he wears the same outfit throughout the series, because back then you designed one character.
But you have the legs up on me because you've seen more episodes. I literally just watched the three episodes. We agreed that we would watch.
Yeah, no, I know. But I tried to. He has a daughter that we... I don't think she shows up in that episode.
No.
Can you guess what her name is?
Goldilocks?
It's Goldie Finger. As I often say, it's a bag of disappointment.
Yeah, and it's like a lot of those cartoons. We talked about Transformers, Ghostbusters, Ninja Turtles. None of those shows, when you go back and watch them, none of them are good.
No.
None of them.
Well, there are degrees of badness. I would say that the Transformers... is probably better than any episode of James Bond. The worst episode of Transformer is probably better than the best episode of James Bond Jr.
Well, that may be, but I don't know. I sort of lump them all in the same category where, yeah, sure, I'm sure as a kid I thought it was okay, although I have no major recollections of watching James Bond Jr. as a child. I knew it was a thing, and when I sat down this week to watch a few episodes, it wasn't the first time in my life I was watching it. But unlike with Transformers and Ninja Turtles and so on, I don't have vivid memories of watching James Bond Jr. So it probably didn't, even as a child, it did not make an impact. And as we established in our Phantom Menace episode, I became a fan of James Bond at a very young age.
Mm-hmm.
And this cartoon clearly did not make much of an impact on me.
It made an impact, but for all the wrong reasons. It's more like it's the redheaded stepchild of the James Bond franchise. You know, if you compare to other more adult-oriented series or franchises that went the cartoon way, I showed you the opening of the 80s RoboCop cartoon, which is surprisingly in tone with the movie. Okay, it's not violent, but the themes of corporation taking over, they are like, there's more thought in that than in James Bond Jr. I haven't seen the Rambo picture, the Rambo cartoons, but I can't comment on that. But the Ghostbusters, I can. They create their own universe, but it doesn't. You know what? Now I'm thinking of, maybe that's the proper influence, Ghostbusters, because they changed all the characters' look. Egon had blonde hair, Harold Ramis had dark hair. Everyone is wearing a different jumpsuit. And they're kind of changing the look, and that's probably more the influence on James Bond Jr. Than the aforementioned Ninja Turtles. But it proves one point: you can't go back home again. Whatever your cartoon that you enjoyed as a kid, it's just like, keep your, if you have warm feelings about James Bond Jr. And honestly, I don't know how you could. Even me, I thought I did, and it turns out, no, I didn't watch it much. I guess when I watched it, I probably didn't even understand English. I just watched it. And yeah, it never aired dubbed. That's usually a sign that it's horrible.
It's not even playing in other countries in their own language.
See, if it's not shown dubbed in French, it's pretty horrendous.
Which is fun, because we just established that the French paid for it.
Which is ironic. Well, they never aired in Quebec. In France, they aired it very shortly. They stopped airing because I'm guessing kids hated them. They didn't get good reviews or something.
Just not very inspiring either. It looks ugly. It moves slowly. It's not very funny. The characters are ingratiating. Like the preppy kid with the...
Noseworthy?
Is that what his name is?
Yeah.
It's so annoying. It's spectacularly annoying.
And it's the same premise as Scooby-Doo. And I realized a lot of cartoons do that. So you have the jock, the nerd, the babe, and the goofball. Some characters repeat themselves because they try to fit the James Bond context in the series, but the jock is, you could say that James Bond and Gordo Lighter fit in the character, but Gordo is more like the Michelangelo, Shaggy?
Michelangelo.
Yeah, the Shaggy. And then you have Noseworthy, and he's the annoying. And you got the...
Words escape us.
Tracy, she's more like a...
April O'Neil.
Yeah. So it's all regurgitated characters from other cartoons with the name James Bond, which is, it doesn't earn. And it's probably more fascinating to discuss how it was made, why it was made, than watching it. It's horrible.
I was surprised to learn that there are 65 episodes. Was this throughout 1 year or multiple years?
It's usually episode order. It's not like a series that have... seasons. They ordered 65 episodes. Oh, they produced them.
It premiered on September 30th of 1991, and it ended on March 2nd of 1992. That thing lasted barely 6 months. Basically, there was an episode every day.
Yeah,
I guess, and then ended.
If I remember, well, it stayed on reruns for eons, but nobody asked for more. I
see what you did there for eons.
Oh, I didn't even notice. And Michael G. Wilson is one of the producers. He was involved. Like, Eon, like, it's not something...
Shame. I'm joking.
But
I'm exaggerating.
Honestly, if I could talk to him about it, I'm like, what were you thinking? What happened there? And if somebody wants to do a documentary and do a Kickstarter, I'd be willing to at least put a few dollars into it. You can't focus only on that James Bond, but a documentary on James Bond and the legal problems of James Bond, because you could focus on Kevin McClory.
Oh, there are tons of books on that, though.
Yeah, I know, but that aspect has been so, like, you think the McClory issue is something a little bit on the DL that they're not trying to address much these days. This is 10 times worse. Nobody talks about James Bond Jr. It's like Fight Club. You don't talk about James Bond Jr.
Yeah, but the Kevin McClory situation resulted in a somewhat intriguing movie in Never Say Never Again. It also hovered above the franchise when you think about early draft ideas for movies like Spy Who Loved Me, Octopussy. Because there was going to be a blow. I can show you the chapter in the James Bond archives. There was going to be a Blofeld in Octopussy.
Really? Yeah, for real.
And it's the movie franchise everybody knows and loves. That's just not the case with James
Bond. I know, it's never going to happen.
I think that's your, like, your sadomaso obsession with it's this not, cartoon it, showing it.
No, but it just... Because people, like, somebody designed the character. Somebody made the decisions. And why did they make the worst possible decision? We're going to do a James Bond cartoon. Okay, let's do it about his nephew. Okay, he doesn't have a nephew. Oh, he has a nephew now. Okay, well, we can't use any of the villains or the background characters. Oh, we're going to have the descendants of them. We're going to have Miss Moneypenny Jr., Gordo Lighter Jr. Okay, and what about the villains? Oh, they look dusty and old. We're going to make them hip and cool. So we're going to make Fluo, and we're going to give them giant metal claws. And
like the James Bond Jr. version of Dr. No. Make him hip and cool. Looks like an alien.
He looks like he took a radioactive skin cream.
He wasn't wearing his badge when he entered Section G.
That's a good one. I think I'm done. So avoid. Like, watch the opening on YouTube and don't do what we did.
Look, man, if on the spot it didn't sound like a good idea, I wouldn't have said yes. So at least that was something. Oh, that could be funny. It's not funny. It's not. I don't regret. Like, do I?
You know, maybe a little. You know, I don't, because I'll never have to watch it again. So I'm perfectly.
I'm fine. Surprised. Can I ask you a question just before we wrap up here? Why did you watch even more episodes? You surprised me when I said
that. Honestly, it's an obsession I have. I'm a little bit of a completist.
You said more episodes, are you talking about 65 episodes?
No, I didn't watch the entire season. I watched clips. I watched a little bit because I wanted to see the design of a particular character. Let's say I wanted to see Dr. No, so I watched the episode on Dr. No. I wanted to see what Nick Knack looked like. Mm. And I wanted to, like, comment on... Because the other characters they invented for the series, I couldn't care less about. For a second, I even considered ordering... I told you, I considered ordering the action figure. That lasted out of one eBay search. When I saw it, I was going to pay $25 for it. I'm like, no, God. I'd pay $2 for it.
Oh, and
even
man.
Then, I think I'd overpaid. So I was curious to see why, like, to me. But I know I'm the only person probably on this planet that is...
But that put as much work into this kind of an episode. I sat down.
And I didn't put that much work.
And you're right. It's not even half the work you usually put in for our usual episodes.
Usually I put a lot more effort. But
we have no book. There won't be a PDF version of a booklet for this episode.
Yeah, but there's no information about it. That's the most information that I got was the French guy with the video.
It kind of makes you wonder, how the hell did he get his information? He must have... He did what you normally do for our regular show.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess it's a scandal. It's a financial scandal in France, so it's probably a little bit more. The coverage was probably more extensive in the 1990s than everywhere else.
Mm, but could be.
Still, it's really bad.
That's pretty bad. No, I have no intention of watching. You remember a few weeks ago we recorded a special episode on the James Bond expansion, and we had such a good time. We said, "Well, let's make this Volume 1." There's not going to be a Volume 2.
No, there's like, I was thinking, oh, maybe for next. No, we're never doing this for. Like, if we ever do an April's full episode, it won't be about this movie, this series. I think we're closing the coffin and burying James Bond back in the grave.
Oh, yeah, there's no fake diamonds here. James Bond Jr. is burning at Slumber Mortimer or whatever.
It's over. I mean...
Done and dusted.
Yeah.
Done and dusted.
So, all right, man, I'm surprised. I thought we were going to have a good time. We would be laughing.
This episode was mercifully short. I'm not going to lie. I went out drinking last night, came back kind of late. You may or may not have noticed that at times during my... the book and the movie reviews we did today, I was sort of like tilting like this.
Yeah, you looked a little bit in pain.
the James, I'm not gonna hide it, I'm tired, I want to get this done. It's been mercifully short. I've been, the clock has been in the corner of my eye. I think we've barely been talking for maybe half an hour, and I think that's enough.
40 41 minutes.
What?
Yeah. We'll never do a James Bond Jr. Honestly, if we do an April's Fool holiday next year, if we...
Oh, we'll think of something. I have no problem with an April Fool's joke episode. We'll think of something.
Oh, yeah. This was, fortunately, well, it's over.
It's one of those things where it's like, sounded like a good idea at the time, which it did. It legitimately sounded like a good idea at the time. That's why I said yes. It's not a good idea.
That's why I proposed it. And I was like, oh, no, it's really like, and I couldn't find any information. I'm like, there's nothing that funny. It's like, it's
embarrassing.
It's sad.
Yeah, it's sad. It is sad. It's true. It's sad.
So.
Final thoughts. It sucks. Final thoughts, Matthew?
It's really bad.
Oh, there you go.
Where can we be found?
Many platforms, Matthew. Most notably, www@thejamesbondcomplex.com.
thejamesbondcomplex.com.
We're on Twitter @thebondcomplex, where we have a Facebook page. Please search for us with the James Bond Complex. We have an Instagram account, one that I have been omitting the last couple of episodes. Subscribe on iTunes and give us a 5-star review.
Yes, yes.
I have not been saying that one.
Please do so. We watched 3 episodes of James Bond Jr. We deserve a 5-star review. Please.
You might
want to
take the last 10 seconds and paste them into the last 2 or 3 episodes, because I have not been talking about iTunes. I myself am on Twitter @00pop. That's the word OOH_pop. Matthew?
Matt O'Claire. Matt with 2 T's. O'Claire. AUCLAIR.
Oh, you spelled it out this time.
Yeah, because I'm like, maybe some of our listeners are not familiar with the French language, but yeah.
Could be. Actually, it's pretty likely, actually. But nevertheless, I usually like saying, like James Bond, who always returns, I will preface that by saying James Bond Jr. will not return.
James Bond Jr. died a horrible death and was burnt alive, and his ashes were dipped in concrete and buried at sea.
Let's just say he was put on that slab of metal on Goldfinger's laser, but...
Oops! Vroom.
I expect you to die, and he did.
The James Bond Complex will return in the Bond Expansion, Volume 1.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.